Okay, so everyone, let's start off with now the chapter 10, which is mobile app analytics. And so we all know that so why are we learning about mobile app analytics? And let's understand, get a summarization of that before we look into it more detail. So today, practically everything that happens is on the mobile. Every person has at least one mobile. That's how I like to put it, because there are people who carry two mobiles with themselves. And the mobile itself is capturing a lot of data, especially if I'm looking at something like an app for my organization. How many times is the app crashing? What is causing the app to crash? And app crashing also is something that can affect the entire scenario that, or can affect the entire customer service experience or the customer experience. So for that, what happens is, you have to now, we have to understand that even the mobile is a source of data for us. And there are app analytics that I could do, which fall into how is the app performing, how is it non-performing, and all of that information. So what is the mobile landscape looking like? Mobile phones and tablets are now ubiquitous, with 6.5 million smartphone users worldwide and predicted to go to 7.5 billion by 2026. Native mobile apps or apps fit seamlessly into everyday lives of all smartphone users. Today, we prefer seeing movies on our mobiles. People who are traveling will use it for work, will use it for entertainment, a lot of other reasons. The rise of smartphone and mobile software has forever changed the way we shop, consume media, socialize, play games, work out, and travel. The world of mobile apps is highly competitive due to fast developing, ever-changing market. To make the app stand out, it has to be exceptional. Today, we have millions of apps that basically will track a workout, will tell you, will another app that will allow you, numerous dating apps that have come up, numerous OTT platforms have all removed their own apps. So you have to have something very exceptional to make the app stand out. Games are another thing. So I can have numerous games also on my mobile phone. And that's how most of the high-end phones are designed, with the right amount of app and the right amount of statistics. So what is app analytics and what is the importance of app analytics? So app analytics refers to the process of collecting, analyzing, and interpreting data related to the usage, performance, user interaction within a mobile application. So we already spoke about collecting data. Now what are we doing about? I was talking about app crashes and how the performance of the app is doing. Also, an interaction with the mobile application is what, how many times is the user using it, for how, what duration is he or she using it for, what are the interactions that he's having with the app, is there some place where he's facing a problem, is the app crashing at a certain point of time. If I can retrieve all this data, I can know better where exactly, or I can give the user a enhanced user customer experience. Dramatic increase in the usage of apps from day-to-day tasks such as online banking, grocery delivery, food delivery, e-commerce, fitness, education-related apps, games, virtually every other aspect of human life. That means we can practically replace the mobile with the laptop and the TV with a mobile. You go to a restaurant, you will see all the people on the table, you constantly on their mobile. You go to a party, you would see the same thing. They either students during COVID were studying on the mobile, or a lot of people who did not have access to maybe laptops or desktop would study, would create content on their mobile. 70% of all online sales occur over the phone, accounting for almost 3.56 trillion in turnover. You look at your options. Everyone would rather buy on the website rather than on a mobile app, rather than going on the website and making a purchase. I will order nowadays with COVID and with so many things going off in the last 1.5 years, and with the busy lifestyle of people, people now do not prefer going to offline shows for shopping, because there's a lot more variety available in online store. Also, there might be certain things which are not available in a particular branch that is maybe close by to you. the offline store, but they would be available in the online because probably when it is coming directly from the warehouse. And obviously the discounts that most of the mobile apps give, people are now getting discounts just to go onto the mobile app and make a purchase. $50 billion mobile gaming revenue, the largest portion of all gaming revenue. So even where games were limited to maybe an Xbox or a PS5, now we are all going on to mobile gaming apps for revenues. So that's where the largest gaming revenue is coming from. Irrespective of the nature of the business model, all business would want to acquire accurate user-related behavior to guide development and improve the user experience and increase revenue. That's exactly what I said, that if I want to give an enhanced user experience to the user, then I will need to get the data from the mobile application. Also, additionally, it will also tell me if with help that I will probably increase the revenue, make the customer pay more for an application if they are launching it on the mobile. With such dramatic increase in the usage of mobile apps, which is increasing as the faster, it is imperative that mobile app analysis has become critical. Mobile app analytics help businesses transform data into insight, whether the objective is performance improvement, increasing marketing effectiveness, increasing in-app purchases, boosting sales or user acquisition, or several other aspects where analytics can be applied. So understand that even the mobile app, why am I talking about mobile app analytics? Because ultimately the mobile is also giving me a set of data or a database that the user can use. Now, when it is giving me such a set of data, what is it I can do? Improve the performance of my app. If my app is facing too many crashes, I can extract the software number, the mobile number, the EMI number, identify what exactly is, which mobile is it, what OS it is running, what version of the OS it is running, and then accordingly perform the testing to do that. My in-app purchases increases, my ads from other vendors increases, so boosting sales. I can gain your new customer by using referral programs. I can gain new customer user acquisition by offering promotion to the existing users. And there's a variety of things that we can do via the mobile app. All of the objectives converge into the need for keep making informed data-driven decision to improve customer experience and drive better business. So everything is ultimately data. It's not that we are just randomly making decisions. Even with the mobile app, we are using the data from the mobile app to make better decisions. What are the use cases for mobile app analytics? Detection of issues, bugs in apps that we discussed, user experience, app rendering, improving in-app performance, improve customer experience and drive better business. Mobile app analytic tools can assist developers, product managers, customer support professionals, UX designers, and others in multifarious ways. Mobile app analytic tools, all trackable mobile metrics fall under one of the four categories: user acquisition, user engagement, customer acquisition, app performance, and customer satisfaction. So also it will drive, so we can say, we will look into all of these in more detail. User engagement is how engaged I can keep the user. Customer acquisition is how can I acquire and how will I work on a customer acquisition through the mobile app. How to monitor the app performance, which we have been speaking for, and how will I improve the customer satisfaction. Now let's look at what are user engagement analytics or the data that analytics that the data will give you, or how it will allow you to make more informed decision when it comes to the user engagement. So what does the user engagement data analytics informs? Whether or not users find value in the app, a clear picture of the app's user engagement level emerges from the following data: number of downloads, obviously, how many times have I downloaded the app, number of in-app shares, how many times the app has been shared, active users daily, weekly, monthly. The goals may vary depending on the type of the app. Now, specifically when I talk about the active users, please understand, depending on the kind of app that I'm using. If I'm using a grocery delivery app, then probably on a daily basis or a weekly basis. But if I have more of a e-commerce website, it could be weekly or monthly basis, or bi-weekly also for that matter. So you'll have to need to change that analytics depending on what is the performance of the, or what is the purpose of the app that you're using. User retention. Do users return and use the app frequently? And time spent in app. How much time are you spending on the app? Are you using the app? So at times even it happens where what happens is people download the app and they basically use the app, but they do not find it very engaging and they just leave the app installed. So even just the number of downloads will not give me a correct information. But how frequently am I using it? Am I spending, how much time have I spent in the app? Or in general, on an average, how much time am I spending in the app? This will give me more accurate information whether the user engagement level with the app is there or not. I would have probably, even in my phone, I would have three, four apps which I never use on my phone. And maybe when I check, I will uninstall them. But that is because either they do not serve the purpose or they are not engaging enough. And that often happens with games. People download new games based on the ad or the visualization that they've seen, and then they do not find the relevant engagement with them. And people just stop using the game or delete the game from their tablets or their phones. The user engagement metrics are closely tied to the objective. For example, while an e-commerce app analytic will focus on add to cart events, purchases, etc., a gaming app analytic would focus on user time spent on the app, levels reached, paid features they unlock, etc. So, like I said, e-commerce will talk more about events and purchases. A gaming app would be talking about how many levels have you reached, how much time you're spending on the app on a daily basis, especially when it comes to gaming. Then I would look at a daily engagement level and how much of the paid features are you using, because that is what is going to generate my revenue. If I check the customer lifetime value or create a customer segmentation, users with probably less paid features or not paying for the in-app purchases would be part of my less lifetime value or not the high category that I would want to target. They would probably be on the lower category side. Most valuable users are highly engaged. They are likely to return, buy, and share. So what are you doing to force them to go and buy and share the apps? Can you change the app promotions that are running, or in-app paid features? Can we customize them for people to buy more? So that is basically how to increase the user engagement level, or use the user engagement level to derive the customer lifetime value and various factors like that. Then now we talk about customer acquisition analysis. So now when I talk about acquisition, provides on how the business acquires new customers, including their location, demographics, data surrounding, how and which marketing channels are driven new users to the app. So at times what you would want to do is understand where are the new users on the app coming from. Are they coming from a specific location? Are they coming from a marketing channel? So now with this also, for you to understand the user acquisition analytics, you will need to also have a distinction between the various modes or the various marketing channels. Or are you using influencer advertising? People are coming from there, where the influencer is promoting the app in their story, in their post. How exactly are the new customers coming on board? Because that would also show you where you would want to invest the right amount of money to be able to go on to and get more customers to the app. The cost per acquisition, including the average revenue or their lifetime value. That's what we discuss. How much are they spending on an average in the app, or what is the lifetime value that you're predicting for these kind of people? It is, however, not necessary to always be numbers oriented when analyzing customer acquisition. If a particular marketing channel brings you most customers, that's quantitative information. Also adds a qualitative layer, such as stickiness of the users, their retention rate, their engagement rate, as compared to the other marketing channel, which would provide fewer users, but they would be ever long lasting with higher engagement rate and retention. So again, always remember, when it comes to analytics, it's never related to one field or one variable. It would be a combination of multiple fields and a combination of multiple variables. So even when I'm looking at the marketing channel that we just spoke about, so a marketing channel will tell me how many users. So that's quantitative information. But am I combining that with the qualitative data? Am I combining that with what is the in-app purchases? What is the retention rate? How many people are keeping the app or deleting the app? How frequently are they using the app in that particular channel? Is it that particular channel where I'm getting the highest number of users has the least engagement levels? Or maybe a place which has a lesser number of users, but they have a higher engagement level, they have a higher in-app purchases and all of that. So it again needs to be combined into multiple options to be able to give you the relevant information. We are basically going to talk about app performance analytics. So what is app performance analytics? They inform about the health of the app. Very crucial for optimizing and improving the app. So very common occurrence that we normally see even with our laptops is when an app crashes, like if Windows crashes Excel or Word crashes, what normally happens is you get a message saying, do you want to send this diagnostic report? Why? Because in what scenario, what exactly, was there a process running in the background that caused the app to crash? Did some service startup that was not working well? Was it a new update that went for a toss? What exactly went wrong during that app? Because there are so many, even when it comes to our mobiles, there are so many, at times what you see is certain apps do not run, or all of a sudden you will be opening, it will be crashing, continuously crashing. And what you need to do is often at time when you literally close the app, it will give you a message that this app is causing a problem. Do you want to send a report for this app? And that's what we'll do. So the app performance analytics is extremely important from that point of view, because what does it tell us? It tells us when the app crashed, how many times it has been crashing, what was happening in the background, what point of time, what were the processes running. If you go and look at the entire diagnostic report, it will actually tell you everything, what was the error, because every error has to be coded. That's how the programming works, where you have error handling. So you have error codes, and a specific error code will tell you what was the specific problem with that app. Was it causing some clash with a new version that was launched? Was it causing a clash with some other app that is running in the background? And all of that. If I do not get those as an service provider, I do not have access to that information, it's going to be very difficult for me to enhance my customer experience. When your app crashes, you're not repeatedly going to call up and inform, oh, this problem is occurring. No, you're not going to do that. Instead, what will you do from time to time is that when the app is crashing, you will just ignore it. And if it does not start working, you will just land up not using the app, which again is a very important level, because if I'm not engaging with the application, that means that I'm not getting the user engagement and the app is not going to work. So we have to be app-related information, again, app performance analytics from every angle, not only from my app, but also from a customer experience angle is very important. App performance analytics also displays crash-related information, errors, and carrier network latency. It will also tell, so this is something that is pending to be explained. So it will even tell you if there was a problem with the network, if there's a latency in the network, something that's the reason it crashed, and may accordingly the developers can take the relevant actions to it. The responsiveness of an app, including its speed and crash rate, is paramount to driving new users. If the app keeps crashing, even as a regular user, I might use it because I might need some information or I need to use the app urgently for some service. But at the end of the day, I am not going to recommend it to other people. If someone asks me, "Oh, are you using this app?" I will say, "Yes, I am, but the apps keep crashing. It's better not to use it." And what is going to happen is you're driving away new customers that will probably are looking at coming onto the platform. Customer satisfaction. So obviously the mobile app analytics or the performance analytics for the mobile app is going to lead a lot to customer satisfaction analytics that we talk about. Customers will be satisfied with an app if it meets their expectation and allows them to complete the task as it is designed to do. So obviously at the end of the day, I want the app to do what I'm doing to do. So this happens frequently. The Instagram keeps crashing on my, at times just keeps crashing on my phone. Now, if I'm an influencer or somebody who continuously needs to be on Insta, this is going to be a problem. And this is where the second point is going to come in the picture, where it says if they get stuck not knowing what to do, they won't hesitate to move on. That means I will disable the app and I will move on to another app. Mobile app analytics tool highlight crucial performance problems so that they can address them quickly and effectively. Similarly, it is common that individuals may use an app differently than anticipated. Only mobile analytics tool can depict authentic user behavior. Okay, this is also very important now. Everyone will use certain sections of the app, will use certain bits and pieces of the app. There will be certain part of the app that is more frequently used than the rest of the app. So what in that case also there might, so users might come across certain parts of the app where what we are talking about is they might use something that was designed but no one has used till now. In there maybe someone who out of curiosity just clicks on everything and is testing everything in the app. The other thing is that he genuinely is using sections of the app which has never been used before. Like I have so many people telling, "Oh, I did not even know that this function existed." So that indicates that someone has explored other parts of the app. So even that is important other than giving authentic user behavior that is talking about there on the screen. It is also important to understand that that tells me the app analytics is going to store a lot of information about the user behavior. And when it is going to store a lot of information about the user behavior, it helps me again to cater to the user behavior. If I connect this with the previous chapters, it would help with my customer segmentation, it would help with my marketing strategy. What is the exact strategy that these kind of customers need to be given is something I can do very easily because now with my own app, which is again first party data or zero party data, I'm able to correctly tell what is the user's behavior like and what can I do to make this experience even more enriching. The main team tools deployed for UX analysis consist of screen recordings, heat maps, and funnels. These provide a direct view to how users interact with your maps. So heat maps will give you screen recordings, obviously. But screen recordings, I'm not sure unless you enable them, you might not. But I can use heat maps, I can use funnels to basically check out the user behavior. Revenue KPI metrics. So what does revenue KPI metrics talk about? These highlight whether the app generates money, enough money to be sustainable. These metrics are closely but not exclusively tied to customer acquisition. The metrics are useful. So we have average revenue per customer purchase, including the time to make the first purchase, user lifetime value, conversion rate, cost per install, customer acquisition cost. Now we spoke about metrics right in the beginning and we said when it comes to setting a business objective, I need to also have metrics so that it allows me to quantify what exactly is the where is my app stand or where does my strategy stand. It allows me to provide a accurate measure of everything. So when it comes to this, how do I now measure the progress of my app by you having different kinds of metrics? So these are some of the metrics that have been listed down over here. We have average revenue per user. What is the kind of revenue each and every user is spending? So if it's an e-commerce, how many purchases are they making? It also talks about including the first time to make a purchase. So on an average, so one day I could be making a purchase of maybe 20,000, the other day I could just be making a purchase of 2,000. Now, if I aggregate this, it barely comes down, the average comes down to 11,000. But to make the first per, so that is the average revenue that I'm going to be spending. So overall, my purchase only mainly through the app, what purchases I'm making, how much am I doing it, is very important to understand. Then first time purchases. Normally, first time purchases or is also linked with the customer acquisition cost, because when I'm acquiring the customer, I might have to give them a lot of deals, a lot of promos too for them to get them on board, a lot of reminders through the app, notifications. So where, how much time did I make the first purchase? After the first purchase, how frequent have my purchases been? Why? Because ultimately it will come to what is the user lifetime value. That over a lifetime, how much is the user expected to spend on my app? And obviously, a lot of that expectation or prediction depends on the past data that we are talking about. What is the conversion rate? What is the cost per install? And what is the customer acquisition cost? So, cost per install would also be that how much promos did you have to do, or how much advertising did you have to follow to get the customer on board? And then how much discounts, or what is the strategies that you had to apply, what is the cost that you had to apply to get the customer on board. So that becomes two different costs, because one, you're making the user aware of the app so that the user gets onto the app, and finally making their first purchase on the app is also very critical. Then we talk about the engagement KPI metrics. So when I talk about the engagement KPI metrics, which what does it tell me? What is the user's engagement with the app? That means I've installed it, I've made my first purchase, but after that I choose not to use it. Or I've installed it, I used it for some time, and then I uninstalled it, and there is no information further. So why is that important? Because still I do not engage the customer. So even if you see it says over here, the more engaged the user, the more revenue businesses will receive. If I cannot keep the customers engaged, even most of the apps that we download are free. Most of them talk about in-app purchases. That means once I'm onto the app, am I making the purchases so that the app generates money, or the company that is behind the app generates money? So what do I have to include? Monthly, weekly, active view, daily, monthly. That means how many people are coming on a daily basis. At times I might even want to check on an hourly basis how many active users do I have, what is their session length, and how deep are they going. Is a person using it for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours? What happens at that time? How deep are they going? What are they doing? Are they making more purchases when the session length is higher? And all of that. Average screens per visit. How many screens are you visiting? This is very important, especially if I'm talking about a e-commerce website. So in the average screens per visit also would also help decide, is are there too many screens for the customer to make the final purchase. Most of the times, and you all can check this, it has been noticed that if the number of screens to get to the final purchase is very high, people tend to lose interest. They want quick purchases. So what you will see, or most of the time notice, is once you've crossed a threshold, it will give you often on e-commerce website, now it's become very common. Once you see a product, there would be two options. It would be either add to cart or buy now. So if I'm looking at buying a single product, I would just say buy now, and I would basically put the product there. Then what is the retention rate and what is the churn rate? That means how many people are now basically using or leaving the app? When are they leaving the app? How much usage are they making with the app? Is there a reason why they're leaving the app? Has there been too many crashes in the app? Has there been too much problems when it comes to the purchase on the app or the game is not working correctly. What has caused the people to leave? And out of those who have not left, what cost has it been to retain those customers? Have I been able to retain the customers, maybe with added discounts, maybe with new promotions, maybe with an update? So all of that will need to be part of engagement KPI metrics. Then I have UX and performance KPI metrics. What does the UX and performance KPI metrics do? Is mirror performance analysis. Indicate how an app is coming, load speed, devices and operating system, screen resolution, crash reports, user error rate, task success rate, time spent in app. We've spoken about mostly all of these metrics that are there.